Hi, it's been a while, but people on Twitter really wanted a fantasy audio, so yeah, we'll see how it goes. Sorry, I'm trying to get extra comfy. okay, so I kind of like the idea of like meeting at like a house party and like I'm taken, like, you know, I have a boyfriend or a husband and you hate him, like you're like his co-worker or like kind of like an acquaintance, and I like the thing of like, you know, you see me, you think I'm hot, and you just wanna get my attention, so you tell a few jokes to me, you know, there's like this chemistry, this connection that we have, that is obviously different to other people that we're talking with, and other people are like, you know, they've gone, my husband or boyfriend is like, you know, off somewhere in some corner with some guys or flirting, you know, whatever, being, you know, just being a dick, I guess. and we're alone, and that's when you realize, like, you know, my boyfriend's away somewhere, and we connect on the fact that he's not the best guy. Obviously I shouldn't be saying that, but obviously I'm alone, and we have this connection. And then you tell me, you know, that you shouldn't say it, but, you know, we have this mutual dislike for him and how he got someone like me. And it's not just because you think I'm hot, it's because I'm intelligent and, you know, you can just tell there's something else. So we end up in one of the spare bedrooms. where you tell me, like, how hot I look, how pretty I am. And then, for some reason, we start kissing, like, tongue kissing. And it's a bit fumbly, but it's good fumbly. And, like, we're kissing and take each other's clothes off, and it's kind of rushed, but it's, like, hot, like, desperation to see each other naked or to see each other in some kind of sexual state. And like we're both like naked, or like my dress is like up over like my hips. Your shirt is off, and like, you know, your trousers or pants or whatever are like on the floor or about to be on the floor, as you tell me that like you need to taste me. And I kind of shudder at the thought of another guy wanting to taste me, like the need that he needs to taste me. And he and then you like gently pull me onto the bed and spread my legs really wide and put me on the edge of the bed so that you can start licking. And you're licking all the parts that I need all over my clit and stuff, and I'm moaning loudly, which I realise I shouldn't be, which you smile and kind of chuckle a little, and you kind of say, like, you know, we shouldn't be too loud, but I don't care. And I kind of like roll my eyes and kind of like tell you that, you know, I kind of whisper like how you're like so bad. And then you nod and continue to lick me and put a finger inside to hit my G-spot. And like, I feel like we should rush and stuff, and I tell you, like, you know, we should hurry up, and you just shake your head and you tell me that not until I come over your face. And that's so fucking hot, like, for a guy to like want me to be loud and want to taste me, like, that is like the hottest thing I've ever ever in a guy. It's hard for a single woman to find someone like that. But anyway, tangent over. Yeah, and like you like hold like your arms like hold my legs apart so you can get deeper in me and lick me and continue to do all the right steps, like slowing down when I'm on the edge, and like I'm looking at you with like daggers and stuff, and then you spit on my clit, which is like everyone knows, you know, that's like the hottest thing in the world for me. That is like, if you really want to like make me desperate and needy, that's the thing. I don't know why, it's just a thing. And then you say like how good it looks for the spit to land on my pussy and for it to like trip down and stuff, and you just slowly take it easy, like you're like slowing down the pace, which makes me kind of like hate you for a second, because I'm like, stop it. And you're like, no, like, you know, like not stop as in like it's just a giggly kind of stop, you know, a flirty kind of teasing. But you're teasing me a lot to the point of like where my brain has like stopped thinking of other, of like who's outside, and is now concentrating on us in the room and the ecstasy that you're building. And my head like rolls back as you like lick and take your fingers out and suck on them, which is like the hottest thing in the world. And you tell me like how good I taste, how like, you know, you're so glad that you have my pussy, that you want it, that you need it. And then and then you make me come really, really fucking hard on your tongue, and you're encouraging me to, because I need it. And then you continue going even though I'm coming all over your face, and then you stop. You stop as I'm coming down, and I said about how it's your turn, but you're like, it doesn't matter about me, like I don't, like I just wanted to make you come. But I shake my head and say no, like, I want to, like, I want to help you, which you kind of laugh because you're already, like, super fucking hard from eating me out and looking at me, but I kind of roll off the bed, and get on my knees for you and spit all over your cock and look up at you, and you're like stroking my hair as I lick over the tip and spitting all over it and then moving my mouth up and down, and you're telling me like how good I look on my knees and how good, like how beautiful, like how pretty and hot like my eyes are, and how good I am, and how, you know, my husband or boyfriend is so lucky. But you tell me that this isn't gonna be the last time that you get to fuck me or have me. And I continue to lick and suck you, and I moan on it because of the stuff you're telling me. And you kind of like reach down and like spread like my ass cheeks open. And like you spank me, which makes me moan even harder. I love being spanked. And then you called me a good girl, which makes me stop, and you kind of make sure that I'm okay, and I look up at you and nod and continue to lick and suck on you as you continue to call me a good girl. And then you lift my head off of you, of your dick, and you kiss me. And you tell me how much you want to just fuck me up against the bedroom door. Like, you know, you're like, you really just want to have me up against the door. Like we're in heat. And then, you help me onto like to stand up and to walk over to the door as you spread my legs open, and you tell me you're gonna go slow, and I nod, and you put my arms above my head and hold onto my hand with like one arm or one hand, just to put me in place, and then you slide inside me very, very slowly, so like I get used to it, and then you tell me like how good I feel, like, you know, like when guys say fuck when it goes in, that's like the hottest thing in the world. I love that. Yeah, that's like super fucking hot. And then you start pushing your cock a little faster inside me, which, and then you start to spank me at the same time. And I push up against your cock, so like we're both in like some kind of rhythm. And you're kissing my neck, and you're telling me to moan louder. And I just shake my head like, no, people will hear. And then you kind of say, you're like, well, I haven't done my job properly then. If I'm thinking of who's outside. And then you just continue to push. And then your free hand, you start rubbing my clit. Which makes like my eyes roll back and continue to like go back onto you. And then you like whisper like how you have like little tricks and how like you know how to make me come or you know, you say like you're willing to learn, because this isn't going to be the last time that we're going to meet and fuck and enjoy ourselves with the rhythm and your rubbing on my clit. It makes me like extremely wet, that is dripping all down my thighs, and I start to come just from like your words as well. Like that's like the biggest thing, is you're encouraging me to come so hard. All over your cock, because that's what's going to make you come. And then you start to use both of your, to use the hand that you had holding onto my arms to hold onto my hips to smash into, like, not smash, but, you know, to fuck me onto your dick a little more as you start to rub my clit faster. And you're moaning in my ear because that feels so good for you. And the rhythm starts to get faster and faster as we're both starting to come. I'm coming on your cock and you're coming inside me. Dripping all inside me and over my thighs with my juices. And it slows down and you hold into my waist, like kind of like a Superman thing, like a swoop around me, and you kiss my neck and tell me like how good that was and how you know you can't let me go now. And we slowly get dressed. You're still beside by me, which makes me blush and makes me like realize the situation, but kind of not caring because, you know, the husband or boyfriend is like not the best person. I ask my panties back and you're like, no, these are for me. He's like, you're just going to have to close your leg extra tightly because of the cum dripping out of me. That's a fantasy that I just thought of right now. I kind of like the whole party thing. I hope that you enjoyed that. I know it's been a long time coming. Twitter people, or X, whatever it's called, really wanted a fantasy, that was fun. Anyway, remember, you're valid and hopefully we can do something else soon. I'll do another poll on Twitter. I don't really know how to do it on Reddit. Technical difficulties. But yeah, so I hope you enjoyed that, and I will, see you soon. I was going to say see you on the flip side, but that was kind of dumb. Anyway, you are valid, and I hope you enjoyed that. Okay, bye.